Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Said to me during the break on air about what this vicious blow to the right of self-defense means, and how the same organization setting its sights in their own words on the First Amendment. Norm Pattis.
No, these eye-popping numbers aren't about money. They're about control. And if you can be starved into submission, the goal is submission. And so this company was put out of business. They're aiming to put you out of business and to put free speech systems out of business. And they're aiming, maybe even they harbor the fantasy of taking over the studio and transforming it into the broadcast that they want. But the point is they're failing to realize that you're responding to a need in the public at large that they can't satisfy. So the info war will continue. It will just move to another forum if they are successful. Now, you've
asked. And you just let the cat out of the bag. I mean, they approached GCN and said, let us just take the show over and put our own stuff on or take him off the air. I mean, that's how crazy this is. The left is so entitled with all their elitist power and money. They believe they don't just get to shut us up. They get to move in to who we were. It doesn't work like that.
The single most significant threat to civil liberties, in my view at least, in our lifetime, in the next 10 years, is going to be a struggle over what I call the politics of virtue. And there is a struggle for the levers of control by those who think we know how best to live, both in terms of public health, global security, climate change, with respect to guns, with respect to speech, with respect to speech code, with respect to what we can do. They're aided and assisted by large algorithms that can be programmed to respond to that vision of the good, and we're going to see increasing efforts at social control, which will reach down to the ordinary person in their pocketbook. Your credit card will become a means of depriving you of access to things when the code isn't accepted because your social utility score isn't right. That's from the bottom up. From the top down, large institutions will be crippled or bankrupt or taken over with large judgments if they can be obtained. So, I don't know what the guys in the executive suite at Remington were thinking, but this is a case that should have been fought. And a jury of ordinary people might have reached a different decision, as we are hoping they will do in the case against you, Alex. I don't have any doubt that Remington's lawyers will come out swinging and ask for tens, if not hundreds, of millions in a jury trial. And we will ask a jury to follow the law and to use their common sense and to conclude that if they came for you first, they're coming for these jurors next. And in the end, there's no satisfying a Republican version.
But, Norm, listen, I've been in 4 years of litigation. You've been out here 3+ years. You've been in all our books, everything. I don't have $500,000 in my personal bank account, which I enjoy. It's so hilarious that I can pop up anywhere and reach all the same systems, be bigger than ever, and they think they're going to get money, and they're not. Because we know, though, they now know that. They don't want money. Like we said, they want to silence us. That was a cherry on top after they shut down our oldest gun manufacturer, Remington, to get that money from their insurance carriers.
It was a sign of what's to come. I'm just shocked by this. I think it's bad for the civil justice system. I think it's going to encourage legislation by litigation. Ambitious plaintiffs' lawyers everywhere are going to try to use the bankruptcy code to enforce their visions of the good, and we will enter into a form of economic warfare disguised as litigation where the rights of the non-well-heeled, those without financial backing, are going to be held in jeopardy by those who have financial backing and can turn the courts into a tool of extortion. The Remington settlement for all eye-popping character is a nightmare for the civil justice system. It eviscerates traditional notions of legal causation.
No, I totally agree, but here's the good news. Historically, bullying with Americans and let's just say historically Anglo-Saxon ideas and thought, does not go too well. Some places, intimidation works. It's going to blow up in their face. It's going to cause massive resistance. So they bit off more than they can chew. Norm, let's come back and talk about the Sarah Palin case in the New York Times straight ahead.
Something very rare is going on, and it ends in just 3 days as of the time I'm taping this announcement on Thursday afternoon. Coming up this Monday, the biggest sale in 4 years of high-quality, storable foods at preparewithalex.com will end. That's 25% off, already the lowest prices you're going to find on high-quality, storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, you can go to preparewithalex.com or InfoWarsStore.com, and it takes you to the same place. 50% off as well on super high quality products like X3, the Deep Earth Crystal Iodine. That sale is going on as well. It doesn't end on Monday. It'll end in a few weeks. We're almost sold out of the product. Everybody needs to have storable food to be prepared. So become self-sufficient now with the best high quality food at the lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Oh, and let me add, Judge Andrew Napolitano is about to be joining us. He was censored, he was suspended, and began the end of his career at Fox. When he, 5 years ago, 4.5 years ago, in 2017, said, hey, they were spying on Trump illegally, and specifically gave details from his sources. Now it's all vindicated with the Durham investigation. That's coming up in a few minutes. But getting back to these other legal issues, Norm Pattiz, constitutional lawyer, what do you make of the Sarah Palin situation? I like Sarah Palin. I think it's wrong that the New York Times falsely said that she put crosshairs over the head of a congresswoman and others that later got shot, 6 killed. But I believe in the First Amendment, and we can't prove they lied on purpose. I really think the New York Times versus Sullivan, or Sullivan New York Times, should stand. But it seems we're creating a system where the New York Times gets its speech, but Alex Jones doesn't get its speech. There's the Alex Jones exception. So I like Sarah Palin, but at the same time, she was a vice presidential candidate. She's been a big politician. She's in a big, man-woman's world. And in my experience, you get in the arena, you better expect stuff. I mean, if I sued people every time they lied about me or said, really bad things, I'd be in the court all day. That's my view. People say, why haven't I sued a bunch of people? Well, that's not who I am. I sued the January 6th committee with you because that's my private stuff and they don't deserve it and it's a lie. But just in closing, what do you make of the judge, while the jury's deliberating, throwing out and saying they didn't have malice aforethought with intent to do harm? I mean, how do we know that?
Well, so the judge, all judges have a responsibility to prevent cases from getting to a jury unless there's sufficient evidence for a reasonable jury to find in favor of the plaintiff or the government if it's a criminal case. This judge concluded that Ms. Palin had not produced at trial sufficient evidence of malice to permit the case to go to judgment. However, the judge did something very, very significant. He basically took a reservation on that decision, and he's letting the jury continue to deliberate so that if the jury disagrees and says it did, then and the case goes up for appeal, they won't have to retry the case. So it's an unconventional move. The judge is a guy named Ned Rakoff. He's a very bright person. I've seen these sort of reservations taken before. But the larger issue is whether Ms. Palin, whether the New York Times v. Sullivan will survive, and whether as to public figures there will be a finding of actual malice as necessary for a case to get to a jury on defamation. Now, Palin, I guess, got lucky that the plaintiffs didn't, move for a default against her. We wanted to raise the same defense in your case. As the case evolved, the Koskov plaintiffs were able to create an image of what your company should look like and persuade a judge, because it didn't look that way. You weren't complying with discovery, and she entered a disciplinary default. We disagree with that ruling, and if necessary, we'll take an appeal at the appropriate moment. But the First Amendment is on the line everywhere. And, you know, public, to protect debate, the New York Times versus Sullivan has said of public figures that you have to prove more than that a speaker got something wrong. You have to prove actual malice. Some people say that standard is too high. Have the same
Norm, your Skype's breaking up a bit. I mean, I'm a layperson, but all I know is this. The New York Times gets one treatment, which I think the First Amendment sacrosanct, they should get that. Unless there's a smoking gun that they lied on purpose, you know, they shouldn't be in trouble. And then over here, though, the other side defaults us. We give them all our stuff. They lie and say we didn't give it to them. And then now I'm just guilty, the judge says, and then I've got to be shut down. That is extremely dangerous, and that goes with everything else we're seeing, where justice is one way for the left and one way for the right.
Well, I think there's a growing tendency to want to protect mainstream media and say of citizen bloggers that we're not journalists, that we don't have First Amendment protection. The case law says we do. Not everyone has to have the editorial board of the New York Times in their back pocket to vet their utterances. So I think there is a double standard emerging in the law. The mainstream media, you know, the New York Times, CNN, the large networks, they're going to be held to one standard, which is permissive, because they're going to be assumed to be doing the responsible thing, vetting, fact-checking. Those of us who don't have those resources are going to be penalized for speaking our mind, and the elimination of actual malice as a standard is going to have an inhibiting effect on speech of ordinary people like you, people like me.
Well, that's right. If you're not a big, powerful corporation, you don't get speech because you're not, have a huge fact-checking group behind you that's, you know, obviously a bunch of corporate liars. Thank you so much, Norm Pattis, for talking to us. Look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Thanks for having me, Alex. Be well.
All right, we've got him for the rest of the hour, and I'm really, really excited. Former judge, former top Fox News host, completely vindicated on spying on Trump, got suspended at Fox for saying this 4+ years ago, and then that was the slow decline. They kind of locked him up, and we didn't hear much from him. Then I predicted when it happened, they would wait till people forgot about him by shutting him down and then get rid of him. Totally vindicated, a real hero. The Durham investigation will be able to lay it all out on the other side or here in just a moment, but I wanted to play a short compilation of him back at the time, 2017, doing what no other mainstream media person would do, tell the truth. Here it is.
Former judge and frequent Fox News contributor Andrew Napolitano has reportedly been taken off the air for now. Multiple outlets say Napolitano has been sidelined at Fox for repeating on-air unverified claims that former President Obama asked UK intelligence to spy on Trump Tower.
Did Barack Obama spy on Donald Trump when President Obama was in the White House and President Trump was Mr. Trump running for office? Well, we don't really know the answer to that. Sources have told Fox News that President Obama could very easily have, and probably did, use a foreign intelligence service to gather this information for him.
Three intelligence sources have informed Fox News that President Obama went outside the chain of command. He used GCHQ. What the heck is GCHQ? That's the initials for the British spying agency.
Both White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer and President Trump defended accusations against Obama by pointing to Napolitano. Fox News' Shepard Smith walked back Napolitano's claim shortly thereafter.
Fox News cannot confirm Judge Napolitano's commentary. Fox News knows of no evidence of any kind that the now President of the United States was surveilled at any time in any way. Full stop.
All right, so 4+ years later, Judge Napolitano totally vindicated. We're about 2 minutes from break. But, sir, I know you're not about vindicating yourself, but we could see you getting penalized, shut down, and then removed from air for telling the truth and going after Obama, Hillary, the whole deep state. Now you are like going to be the image in the dictionary next to the word vindication now. Thanks for joining us on short notice, Judge.
You're very kind to say that, Alex, and thank you for running those old clips when my hair was a little darker. Look, I mean, I woke up yesterday morning like everybody else did. I hadn't paid attention to what Durham had filed over the weekend, but we now know that a significant arm of the federal government, armed with FBI agents and CIA agents, used federal assets to spy on Mr. Donald Trump during his presidential campaign and on President Donald Trump after he was already the President of the United States. We now know that, and the federal government of the United States acknowledges it, and if it has to, is prepared to prove it in court in the case against Michael Sussman.
Is that the craziest thing in your career? I mean, in my life, I've never seen anything like this. This is crazy.
Well, it was crazy because nobody would accept it. Nobody wanted to accept it. People came to me and begged to me, you owe President Obama an apology. For what? You know, about 3 months later, five GCHQ, that's British intelligence agents, went to the Guardian of London, a left-wing publication, and said, that judge in New York is correct. We didn't personally do it, but we know who did. So there was somewhat of a vindication then. The United States government, the Obama administration, still didn't accept it. But the filing from John Durham on Friday afternoon is so definitive. There's no way he could have made that filing unless he has the absolute proof to substantiate it. And, of course, it gets deeper. And
I was about to say, it gets deeper, sir. Please stay there. We're right back. You're going to have the floor. We're so honored to have you because this is so big of the future of our country to expose this bureaucratic coup. We'll be right back.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I've always loved Judge Knapp, watching decades on TV. I got to interview him before and, you know, hang out with him some in New York. But now that he's vindicated and been punished and basically taken off the air for telling the truth, suspended and then phased out for exposing illegal deep state spying. And now we know it wasn't just the British. It wasn't just these private corporations. But then the government was involved, and the wheels are coming off this, and we're just blessed to have him here to lay this all out. Be sure and bookmark his site and find his weekday show, JudgeKnapp.com, JudgeKnapp.com. Judge, I wonder, I'm not going to criticize Fox News or others, but are they going to have you on for a victory lap now that you're so incredibly vindicated? I mean, that's probably a tongue-in-cheek question, but you were saying this is a huge deal. It certainly is. Explain to us why this is so definitive and what this Durham investigation means. And now the former head of national intelligence and all these folks say dozens of more indictments are coming out because they, quote, gave Durham the documents. What does all this mean?
Well, the I don't know about the indictments because some of these crimes have a 5-year statute of limitations, and much of this happened in 2016. So do the math. We're beyond the 5 years, which means Hillary herself may skate. However, if this was a conspiracy, and apparently it was, and if John Durham can report it, the 5 years is measured when the crime is completed, not when the crime started. So it would depend how far into the Trump administration the conspiracy extended. If the conspiracy ended on Election Day, it's too late to do anything about it. But it appears from the documents that John Durham filed on Friday afternoon that the conspiracy did not end on Election Day. It appears that there was a conversation in the Oval Office after Trump was elected, in which President Obama himself participated, and discussions were had about using federal assets to spy on him. And there are two very interesting people present there besides the President Obama. One is Jake Sullivan, who was Mrs. Clinton's chief intelligence advisor on spying and intelligence matters. He's now President Joe Biden's national security director. He has the highest national security clearance in the country. It's the same as the president's. The other interesting person there was Vice President Joe Biden. Now, this, of course, was 4 years ago. Was he part, Alex, was he part of the conspiracy to undermine Donald Trump's presidency by using federal assets? You know, you can compare this to Watergate. Watergate was the use of private assets paid for by the Republican National Committee to break into an office and seize proof of who was having sex with whom and who was paying who off. This is the use of federal assets. Jim Comey, all the way on the left there. John Brennan, head of the FBI at the time. John Brennan, all the way on the right there, head of the CIA at the time. So this is according to Durham, the use of federal assets to undermine a presidency. Now, that is a half dozen different crimes there. It would just depend upon when these crimes were committed or when this conspiracy ended or how much fortitude Durham has and who he goes after.
So there's been a lot of criticism of Durham taking years and years, but to me, I'm not a famous judge like you or a legal scholar, but this is like a super big, ballsy move to do this with Merrick Garland as the attorney general and all this. I mean, this is like the hydrogen bomb effect, because we knew it was going on. I should ask you, you know, how you knew from your sources, but you know, we had our sources. We were talking about it too, but this is just such a big deal. This has got to really concern, as you said, not just Hillary, but clearly this goes above that.
Well, you know, it does, and I know you want to talk about this eventually. Why isn't the media covering this? Why is InfoWars and Newsmax and Fox News and the Wall Street Journal?
Exactly. I should have said that first. No one's covering. I mean, this makes Watergate look like a child's play. I mean, this is huge.
It does. Yes, it does. This should be. Never mind my allegations against the Obama administration. This is proof from a federal prosecutor. This should be on the front page, top of the fold of the same Washington Post that brought Richard Nixon down. And the same New York Times that claims it's the standard in American journalism, but you haven't heard a peep about them. You haven't heard it on CNN or MSNBC or CNBC or any of the networks. They think and hope that by ignoring this, it will go away. Now, it could go away if Michael Sussman pleads guilty. That's the lawyer accused of lying to the FBI, who was a lawyer for Hillary Clinton's campaign. Because he pleaded not guilty and there will be a trial, this stuff will come out at the trial. Now, I got to say a word about the crime that Sussman's charged with. I don't believe it should be a crime to lie to the FBI. Why? Because the Supreme Court has said the FBI can lie to you. Well, if the FBI can lie to you, you should be able to lie to them. They're not morally superior to you, but I am wrong. The law is what it is. If you lie to the FBI in an official inquiry, you can be indicted and prosecuted. That's what happened to Sussman.
And, Judge, let me interrupt you. I'm always interested about this. That's why I won't talk to the FBI. I won't talk to the Jan 6 Committee. It's not that I'm going to lie. It's that they're going to say I'm a liar and indict me. So it's not just that you can't lie to them. They then say you're lying and play little split hairs games. When did that become the law that you can't lie to the FBI?
Oh, I don't know, but it's been the law for a long time, and the FBI will use it to the hilt. Here's in the Martha Stewart case, in the same conversation in which she lied to them, they lied to her. The FBI agent who lied to her got a promotion. She went to jail. She was convicted of lying. This is considered a low-level crime. The maximum penalty is just a year in jail. To a lawyer, it's devastating because you'll lose your license to practice. But the committee that you talk about sought you. In the Sussman case, he sought the FBI. He knocked on the door and said, I have to come to you. I have devastating information about this guy, Donald Trump, and his connections to Russia. Question, are you representing the Hillary Clinton campaign? Oh, no. I have this from independent sources. That's the alleged lie. He instigated the conversation himself, during which it is alleged that he lied, and he had the conversation with his now former friend, Peter Baker, who was the general counsel of the FBI. Normally, you don't get to talk to the general counsel about this evidence, but when you're a high-ranking, big-shot Washington, D.C. lawyer, and the general counsel is your friend, and you want to feed him some nonsense, that's the guy you go to.
Wow. We're going to go to break and come back. This is just riveting. Judge Andrew Napolitano, I know you want to make this about yourself, but just in 50 seconds here, I mean, how did you know all this stuff? I guess sources? Because you've been proven right.
Well, yes, I had sources. One of my sources outed himself in the New York Times, went for his jugular. But something of this magnitude, you have to verify it to three levels. So in addition to the source who outed himself, I had two other sources who were able to verify what I said before I said it.
Wow. Judge Andrew Napolitano is with us. You got to bookmark his site and watch his show. I watch it all the time, judgenap.com. And, man, I just thought of him instantly this weekend when this all broke. I was like, oh, my gosh. Because, I mean, he was one of the top guys at Fox. As soon as he covered this, bloop, they phased his ass out. And that's what people pay for, to tell the truth. We'll be right back. He's a hero.
Anything of real quality, anything of lasting durability, anything that's really satisfying and empowering and fulfilling is going to be hard to attain. And when it comes to information, boy, is that true today. We see the entire global corrupt anti-human depopulation, Great Reset Combine, trying to collapse our society to build on its ashes. They're their transhumanist nightmare vision, suppressing the voices of good people all around the world and of doctors and scientists and engineers that are exposing all their lies, their COVID hysteria, their world's going to end in 2030, carbon tax, global warming bull, all of it. And none of it can succeed. None of it can actually be carried out unless everybody is silenced and gaslit. And that's why truth comes with hard work and with research and with diligence. And that's why it's hard to share InfoWars links and Bandit video links. That's why we've got to share them now more than ever.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Well, completely vindicated, the capital V, Judge Andrew Napolitano joins us. The minute 2017, he covered illegal spying against the Trump campaign and President Trump. From his sources, they suspended him and then basically pulled him off TV until he was finally let go. That was the reason for that. We could all see it. And he's a tough guy. He's not whining about it. He wants to just talk about the current news and how big this is. But wow. Clinton campaign paid to infiltrate Judge Napolitano broke all this. Again, Trump campaign paid to infiltrate Trump Tower. White House servers to link Trump to Russia. Durham finds. And he's got the evidence. And he's indicted the Clinton lawyer. And we know all this went on. And as you said, they outed themselves. They had a New York Times article on January 20, 2017, where they bragged that they had wiretapped Trump and claimed that was the evidence he was a Russian. But there was no evidence. So that was the first outing. Then Napolitano dug into it and found out more. So I could ask a thousand questions, Judge, but in the 25 minutes we've got left, I'd like to just give you the floor, just the run of this show as the guy that tried to stop this deep state coup against America on what's currently happening, how you think they're going to respond back to this, what is Hillary, what does Obama do? Because what do you call this? That's my first question in this segment. Do we call it Obama Spygate, Hillary Spygate? Do we call this deep state coup against America? What do we call this scandal of scandals?
You know, that's a good question. Somebody who's good at this stuff will put a handle on it, and that handle will last. But the law will call this a conspiracy, an agreement to break laws. And that's really the danger to Mrs. Clinton. Because if this conspiracy continued on into 2017, probably up to the time that President Trump fired Jim Comey, which is May of 17. Well, that's fewer than 5 years ago. 5 years is the statute of limitations. So the statute begins to run when the crime is committed. If you pull a trigger and kill somebody, that's when the crime is committed. But if it takes that person 2 or 3 months to die, the statute of limitations doesn't start to run until they die. If you have a conspiracy to interfere with a valid election of a president of the United States, I'm talking about the election of Donald Trump in 2016, and that conspiracy continues into 2017, even after he's the president, well, that is fewer than 5 years ago, because the statute of limitations is 5 years. So those who are breathing a sigh of relief probably have more to worry about than they think they do. When John Ratcliffe, the former congressman from Texas and former director of national intelligence under Donald Trump, told my former colleagues at Fox News just this past weekend that there may be some indictments coming, I'm pretty sure that's Ratcliffe. I'm pretty sure that's what he was talking about. So if Mrs. Clinton and Jake Sullivan and John Brennan and Jim Comey entered into an agreement in the fall of 2016, and that agreement carried into the presidency of Donald Trump until Comey was fired in May of 2017, well, May of 2017 is fewer than 5 years ago, so Durham then has time to present all of this to a grand jury and ask them to indict. On the other hand, if the conspiracy ended at the election of Donald Trump in November of 16, well, then those who want to see these characters prosecuted are out of luck.
But what Durham is saying is this continued on into the White House. And if you look at this and the things they said and did, I mean, I think that's where Durham's going. What do you think's happening?
I think that's where he's going as well. And he very well may be targeting the former president, Barack Obama. I mean, if Barack Obama convened a group of people, if he convened a group of people in the Oval Office, which included Jack Brennan, whom you see there, then the head of the CIA, Jim Comey, the head of the FBI, Mrs. Clinton, Joe Biden, Jake Sullivan, and himself, and they agreed to use the assets of the federal government to spy on and thus undermine the president-elect who was about to become the president of the United States, then we have a very, very serious problem on our hands. Now, let me suggest this to you. We know the spying was going on at least up until the time of the inauguration, because 2 days after the inauguration is the FBI's infamous visit to General Flynn in his office in the White House. And they were able to ask him questions and get him to contradict what they knew he had said on the phone to the Russian ambassador just a week or so before. So were they spying on the Russian ambassador? or spying on General Flynn after he was announced he was going to be the chief, the national security advisor to then President-elect Trump, or were they spying on both?
I know you don't like to speculate, but just as a guy that's been around the block a few times, gut level, where do you think this goes? Who do you think's most concerned? Because I remember things like Jim Comey testifying to Congress. I never talked to the press. I'm not involved in leaking. And later, well, I did call the head of a major university so he could tell the press. Well, that's the same thing. If I'm a mafia boss and I tell my underling to go have somebody killed, I'm just as guilty. So I don't get how Comey tells Congress I never leaked. I just leaked through somebody else. That doesn't make sense.
Well, look, John Durham would have been unwise to have filed the document that he did last Friday laying all this out, A, if he couldn't prove it, and B, if he wasn't prepared to prove it, because he doesn't really need to go through this just to prove that this fellow Michael Sussman told a lie to the then general counsel of the FBI. You know, there's one thing about prosecutors, and this is good and bad. They always like to prove their worth. I mean, it is the rare prosecutor that spends a fortune, that's Durham, that spends a fortune in government money to investigate and then doesn't indict, because then he's got to justify, what the hell did you spend all that money on?
So you're saying they have their case, and just like a mafia case, they're going after the Clinton lawyer and then to Clinton and then to Obama, you know, Brennan, all the deep state players.
I think there's a rational argument to support that, Alex. You said it better than I could. Look, just in those days when I made these allegations about the Brits spying on Trump, well, there's Jim Clapper in the middle. Now, he skated. He lied under oath when he was asked by a liberal Democratic Senator Wyden from Oregon, does the government spy on Americans? And he said no. And then he said not wittingly. And then about a month or so later, he, in a letter, apologized and admitted he had lied under oath, and they decided not to prosecute him. That event was well more than 5 years ago, but that was public perjury over information that we all knew he was lying about. The questioner, Senator Wyden, knew he was lying about it. Anybody that followed Edward Snowden knew that he was lying about it. But here's what I was saying before your producers put up the photograph of Jim Clapper. The concept that prosecutors need to justify their worth is well known in the legal community. Durham is a lifelong prosecutor. I don't think he would have put that stuff out there last Friday if he didn't intend to demonstrate it. And if Sussman pleads guilty, Then Durham's only forum in which to demonstrate this will be a trial against somebody else whom he has yet to indict.
And the whole question is statute of limitations. But if you get into ongoing, you know, they were spying after that. That will lead to the later spying during the 4 years of Trump. And then now it's a bunch of other investigations. Judge Andrew Napolitano is on fire. And is the Phoenix vindicated? I mean, wow. I remember when he came out and said they were spying on Trump with evidence. I said, that guy's not going to be on air very long, and he wasn't. But he is still on air and regrowing his show. We really support him and appreciate him. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
Well, you know, I admire people that are male, female, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young. You know who they are? They're the trailblazers. They're the mavericks. They're the people that time and time again I watch it and listen to or observe in life who are being truthful, that are being honest, and that really know what they're talking about. That's who I admire. More and more, though, the corporate media is dying. Even Fox's ratings are down, but nothing compared to CNN with 100,000 viewers on average, MSNBC. Because people know that's not genuine. It's okay if we make mistakes sometimes, but the people know we're trying to tell them the truth because we respect them, because we respect ourselves. And Judge Andrew Napolitano got phased out because that was the move he made, telling the truth when everybody else knew Trump was being spied on. They bragged they were spying on him. Oh, we know he's a Russian. We're spying on him. Napolitano's like, boom, I got you. Goes and looks it up, goes after him. They come after him. So people want men and women to do the right things. But then when we do the right things, some people don't back us. So I know you don't want to talk about yourself all day, Judge Napolitano, but any other points about the Durham investigation, how big this is, other key angles? And then I just want to ask you in closing, in the 10 minutes we have left, or 9 minutes we have left, just in general, your view on vaccine mandates and open borders and Biden's low approval rating and just any other, I mean, because I could talk to you for 10 hours about things happening in the world and just your view of where humanity is right now, Judge.
Well, Alex, you know, you and I have been friends for years, and I have admired your work for years, and you also have suffered at the hands of people who press buttons in the world because you have not hesitated to tell the truth. And I think the overwhelming majority of the people watching and listening to us now would agree with what I just said about you. You are a hero to many, many, many people. Your ratings are astronomical. And that's because you always say what you believe to be the truth, and you have the means with which to back it up. You know, other than what I said about knowing the prosecutorial mindset and knowing that John Durham has that mindset, he needs to justify himself. I really don't think he's going to stop at the indictment of Michael Sussman, Hillary Clinton's former campaign lawyer. For what's considered a low-level crime, because the punishment is often not even incarceration, lying to the FBI. If you lie to the FBI and send them on a wild goose chase and they spent a fortune chasing down your lie, well, then they're going to come after you very aggressively. But if the FBI knows at the moment you lie to them that it was a lie, then they're not going to come after you aggressively. Unless they have nothing else to come after you for. So during the Reagan administration, there's a famous arrest on a Brooklyn street corner in the days when we used to have phone booths. The FBI had cornered a major Colombian drug dealer, but they had no evidence. They knew in their hearts who he was, but they had no evidence with which to arrest him. He got out of the phone booth, and an FBI agent went up to him and said, "Hey, buddy, what's your name?" And he said, "Nancy Reagan." And they arrested him for lying to the FBI. That led to the acquisition of evidence against him and a prosecution and a lifetime sentence. But without some hook on which to hang their hats, which came out of his own mouth, they wouldn't have been able to do it. On the other hand, if they want to frame you, as you know they can and have done, as they did to Martha Stewart, as they would try to do to you, then your best bet is not to talk to them.
Okay, I'm glad you raised that, because that's a question I meant to ask you and I'd forgotten. What do you make of January 6th? I've been subpoenaed. We offered him, hey, you want my emails with all my text messages? I'll give you written statement answers, but I'm not going to have you twist this and do a perjury trap. And they just didn't do that, so now they may give me immunity. I don't even know anything. We tried to have peaceful demonstrations. What do you make of this January 6th? And now that they've got the new terrorism directive by the president saying questioning elections or questioning lockdowns is terror, and then Trudeau's declared a civil emergency, and they're going to grab bank accounts without court orders. What do you make of this climate?
Well, the climate is reprehensible. It's totalitarianism on steroids. You and our mutual friend and colleague, in my case a boyhood friend, Roger Stone, did the right thing when the committee summons you. Don't play footsie with them. The way Mark Meadows, who's a decent human being, I've known Mark since his early days in Congress, don't play footsie with them. Don't give them some things and then decide to throw up your hands if you don't like the questions they're answering you. Don't answer a single question except who you are and how they can reach you. That's the way you and Roger Stone dealt with it. In terms of Trudeau, he's just as bad as his father. There's no national emergency. The statute itself defines national emergency as one where the government is unable to protect the security and freedom of Canada, not one in which the roads are clogged. But that statute, which he has triggered, gives him tremendous power, as you say, to arrest without warrant or evidence and without preferring charges against the people arrested. To confiscate bank accounts, to confiscate trucks, to confiscate insurance policies on the trucks, which, of course, is insane, because then you got a 16-wheeler on the highway without insurance on it. So
wow.
He's just reprehensible. In terms of the vaccines, I've been campaigning against them for a long time. It's not a vaccine, as you have said. A vaccine gives you a small dose of the disease. Your body fights it off. You have the immunity and the antibodies forever. This is a chemical cocktail, which is an experiment at lessening the effects of the disease. It doesn't prevent you from getting it. It doesn't prevent you from transmitting it. The Supreme Court has ruled several times, you control your own body. You decide what goes into it. The government of the United States of America signed a treaty called the Nuremberg Protocols, which prohibit the use of government compulsion to take experimental chemicals into the body. So we are on very solid ground legally and morally, but big government, big pharma, and big medicine have persuaded the public that they are right and we are wrong. So again, it takes courage. The truck drivers in Canada have to be courageous. People like you need to be courageous. People listening to us now need to recognize that they decide what goes in their bodies, not Dr. Fauci and not the government.
Beautifully said. I see your clips on YouTube, watch them all the time. I've also tuned into your amazing podcast because you're not just, you know, handicapped by 10 minutes a day on Fox on a few shows. You can really get into deep thought. It's amazing. Judging Freedom. Everybody should search that on the different platforms and follow it. JudgeNapp.com. You can find it all there as well. Judging Freedom, available on YouTube. Judge Andrew Napolitano. Judge, thank you so much for the time. And again, I know you've been through a lot for telling the truth, and I just appreciate you for myself, my crew, and my family. Thank you so much for being a great American.
Thank you, Alex. It's a pleasure. Anytime, I'm available for you.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Wow, that's a real American right there, folks. That's the real deal. He didn't back down when the attacks were going on. He was put through hell, and now he's been vindicated. Wow. Look, I got the whole next hour to do, and I got a bunch of clips I haven't gotten to, and I said I'd take calls today, and I haven't done that yet. That's why I'm going to start the nighttime show. 3 hours, a couple nights a week, with no commercials, so I can just take call after call after call after call, because the calls are my favorite thing, but it makes me mad with the breaks and everything. And I'm not mad at our stations. We would have been deplatformed and off the air when they shut us down on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and everywhere else. Roku, the list went on and on. If it wasn't for our now 300-plus AM and FM affiliates and global shortwave and satellite and TV stations. But I get driven crazy about 15 minutes or 14 minutes of ads an hour. So I'm going to keep doing this show, and I'm going to start. I've already started it. You see me almost every Saturday doing a 2-3 hour commercial-free show, and you see the other things we're doing. We're just fighting as hard as we can, folks. I mean, believe me, I'm pretty tired sometimes. But every time I think about these globalists and how damn evil they are, and then I'm just going to give up, and then they're going to have their way with everybody? No. No, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going 110% here. And all I'm asking for is your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support. And you've got somebody that will not let you down if you don't let me down. So go to InfoWarsStore.com. It ends on Wednesday. We've extended it. 25% off first time in 4 years on the storable food. You cannot beat the deal. They have it in stock. Greatest yet, their full catalog. InfoWarsStore.com. Prepare with Alex.com. And we've got X3. It's going to sell out in about 4 weeks at current sales rates. So I'm going to stop that sale in about 6 days, and then we'll go back to regular price. If you don't know what Deep Earth Crystal Iodine with the other types of iodines combined do for your body, you've not experienced X3. You need it. You need to experience it. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. The activated charcoal concentrated toothpaste, the super coral whitening toothpaste. It's a super silver original brand under a new name. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. In the arena, in the fight, with the globalist, I'm Alex Jones. Hour number 4, straight ahead.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.